representation. Four?
The four mama.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
So this is your third one? Because I wished that the other children were here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the teachers are there around. So for them to study learning.
Okay. But I've come a long way, though. Bring the children back.
Come again.
Ask her to bring them back.
Okay, where was I at out of school? Just thank you, Jawab. Okay, let her consult the teachers.
Thank you very much for having me, and I feel very welcome.
Wato sannun ku duka ya ji dadi da kuka marace shi yana jin dadi ba kadan ba.
Thank you, Ma, for the school and for the hard work that you've been doing with these other men.
Ita mamamu godiya gare ta ga irin kwazon da Ubangiji ya bata da yaran makaranta da wasu abubuwa daban-daban.
And back to the Bible.
Muka koma wajen littafi mai
tsarki. That's the place that I want to take you.
Inda yake so ya kasance kenan.
And we'll start. Ngode.
That's Yagode. I have Zani.
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 18 through verse number 25. It is our text and our message. I did not come here knowing that the power of God is the name of the assembly. But you will see it in verse number 18. It was ordained by God that I would bring you this text of scripture, I am sure. I'll start reading and preaching from verse 18, and our message is Christ, the wisdom and power of God. I have nothing to say to you but what comes from the Bible. And as you learn the Bible, you learn the Word of God. And even after I'm gone, I want you to study this book of 1 Corinthians. And we'll go as far as we can in these books. In the time I have here, I believe it's 18 days. For the message, children, for the message of the cross is foolishness unto those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. It is the power to make us live the Christian life. It is the power to make us love God and to make us love each other. For it is written, this is what God said in the Old Testament, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. So all of the wisdom of man means nothing. It does not matter where I come from, America or the moon. The only wisdom is of God in Scripture. Nobody else has any wisdom about God except God in Scripture. So, he tells us who he is.
Ga inda ya fito da irin hikima na duniya amma Ubangiji ya ce in ba wannan hikima nasa ba duk wani hikima na shurme ne.
I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the smart people in this world.
Zan halakar da duka fahimta na mutum duk wato sanin mutum zai zama wofi sai da na Ubangiji ne kawai zai kawo.
I have nothing to say to you but the word of God. Do you understand me?
Babu abin da yake da shi zai ambata mana sai da kalman Allah. Muna ganewa.
Nobody has anything to say to you but the word of God from the Bible when they talk about God.
Babu wani mahalliki da yana da wani abu da zai gaya maka in ba cikin littafi mai tsarki bane aikin banan banza.
Do not hear their dreams and their visions, hear the word of God in the Bible.
Kada ka kallafa ga mafalkai da kuma annabci da wani abubuwa amma abin da Bible littafi mai tsarki ya faɗa.
This word is safe and sure and we study it to come into the mind of God.
Wato wannan kalma na Ubangiji muna karanta shi muna nazari ga shi domin ya shiga cikin mu ya zauna mu.
The scriptures are the only safe place to rest your soul. Not man, not woman, but God's word.
Wato inda zamu samu mu kallafa mu samu mu jingina mu ji dadin rayuwar mu shine cikin kalman Allah ba wajen wani namiji ko mace ko wani bane.
And God says in verse 20 as to where is he wise man?
Sai a cikin aya 20 yace ina mai hikima?
The scribe and the excellent writer.
Wato wanda ya rubuta shi.
And where is the disputer, the arguer, the philosopher of this age?
Ina masun fahimi, ina masun dabara, masun wuruwuru, ina duk suke.
Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?
Allah yayi kaman wawanci. Aga mutum amma hikima Ubangiji ne.
For since in the wisdom of God the world through its own wisdom did not know God.
Wato ta wajen hikima Ubangiji cikin wanda muke gani kaman wauta ne mutane ba su san shi Ubangiji bane.
I come from America and people are exceedingly wise but they do not know God.
Wato shi ya fito daga kasan America ne kuma su suna gani suna da hikima da sani amma wawaye ne ba su san Ubangiji ba.
They can make computers and airplanes and all kinds of witty inventions but that means nothing.
Suna yayin na'ura kamar su computer su yi jirgin sama su yi abubuwa na bana mamaki amma duk wauta ne ga Ubangiji.
The only thing that matters in this life is to know God by the wisdom he gives us through the Bible.
Wato duka abinda mutum yana bukata sani a rayuwarsa ya samu sanin Ubangiji wani hikima da kake da shi kaman ba kaman kari ne kawai.
It is not us
ba mu ba
trying to figure out God in our own mind
ba ta wajen kokarin tunanin mu bane zamu iya gane Ubangiji sosai.
It is God telling us who he is so
wajen kalmar sale zamu samu sanin sa yaya yake.
So study the scriptures, you preachers.
Wato ka karanta kai nazari ga kalman Allah ya gyara mutum.
Pour your heart and mind over the Bible until the word of God gets into your heart.
Ku ba da zuciyanku gaba daya ku yi nazari ga cikin kalman Allah sai ya shiga cikin
into your life
cikin rayuwarka.
And then into the life of the people.
Kafin kuma ya fuskanta ga mutane sai ya samu mutane kuma da wasu suke tare da shi.
I ask everyone to be quiet please.
Yana so yara ku yi shiru ku saurare shi. Yara ku yi shiru ku saurare shi.
You children.
Yara.
Do not say another word to anybody and listen while I'm talking to everything I say.
Kada ku yi zance da wani ku saurare abin da zai faɗi kila wani abu guda daya. Zai taimake ku. Wato yara ka ku rika wani magana ana wani magana ku yi saurare shi.
The word of God is preached. There is no talking.
Idan kalmar Allah yana fito ba wani zance ko kuma wani harka.
The Bible comes to bring you the message of God from God. himself. Very weighty matter, no small thing. Very important to listen as if your life and soul depend upon it. Take heed unto this word, and you will be saved. By God, from God's wrath, into an enjoyable life. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its own wisdom did not know God, it pleased God, please listen, through the foolishness of preaching, the message preached to save those who believe.
Wato ta wajen hikima Ubangiji wanda wauta ne ga wanda ba su da ceto ya gamshi Ubangiji ta wajen wazi kadai sai ga ceto ya zo wa mutum kuma ya gamshe shi.
What God is saying,
abinda Allah yake cewa,
is that the wisdom of men will get us nowhere.
Wato hikima mutum ba zai kai mu ko ina ba,
but the wisdom of God,
amma hikima Ubangiji,
in the Bible,
a cikin littafi mai tsarki,
it will get us to heaven. God only saves people through the message preached, the truth of the gospel. He never uses lies to save anybody. He always brings us unto the same truth in the Bible, because he's one God. He does not teach you one thing and then teach me something else from the Bible. He teaches us the same message of Christ Jesus. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
Is that logical? Does that make sense? But is that what God said?
Yes.
Okay. For the Jews require a sign, big miracle. And the Gentiles, like us, they love the wisdom of men. It is in our nature to have the big man or woman. That's why the witch doctor corrupted our villages. And now it's the false prophet who sets himself up as big man. Any big man does not know God. Everybody that knows God is very, very small, very tiny. I'm the chief of sinners, Paul said, but I obtained mercy. I did nothing myself, it was all God entirely. And I would not be saved except he saved me, us, all by himself. He did not need any help at all. So why give man glory? He didn't even save himself. He can't even keep himself from falling. Isn't it God who keeps us?
Yeah.
Then let God have all the glory.
As you. Remember, all glory to God, none unto man. But we preach Christ crucified. We preach Christ paying for our sin. We preach Christ satisfying the judgment of God. So that God can have mercy on pitiful poor sinners through faith in His Son. He raised His Son from the dead so that we can look to Him by faith through His Word. He gives an understanding to everyone we say of the cross of Jesus Christ, of the finality of the end of sin, of the success of the Son of God who took away the sins of the world, which is all who believe in Him. But this Christ crucified unto the Jew is a stumbling block.
Now when
he trips over it and he falls into hell. And unto the Gentiles, the Greeks, us by nature, it's foolish. It's no big man to look at and see. Everything by faith and nothing by sight. But to those, listen to me. But to those who are called, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Here is the first thing that I really want to tell you. Our Lord Jesus Christ is only going to save those who are supernaturally called by God. It takes God to save your soul. It takes God, Christ, to overcome your natural stupidity and mind. Because naturally we look at God's gospel and we say it's foolishness. And we say it is foolishness with our life because we have not believed. But Christ is the wisdom and power of God unto those who are being saved. Unto those who are being called by God, who are called by God, Christ is the greatest thing that you've ever seen. It's the truth of the gospel, and it has power to make us live the Christian life. are you called unto God? Do you have the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ residing in your heart from His Word? Do you know the gospel? Do you understand its truth? Christ, point number two, is the wisdom of God. He is the wisdom of how God can be just and justified. Does anybody know what that means?
Now, who understood that we are created by God, and being created, we also understood that our relationship with Him, but we fail to realize that relationship, we are now living as a foolishness towards Him, which God has now made it to draw or close with Him. But most of us are aware of that.
Let me clarify a little bit further my question. The wisdom of God is how He can be holy and just and righteous and make such poor sinners like you and me holy and just and righteous in His sight. Well, how can God do that? Does anybody know? Does anyone know? How can God be righteous and make us holy? How can God put away our sins and still be holy? And punish our sins as He has promised? That's the wisdom of God. By faith in Jesus Christ's blood, we are righteous with God. Perfectly righteous. Equally righteous. I don't have my own righteousness. I've got God's righteousness. It's not what you and I have done to make ourselves holy. It's what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Imputed to you, charged unto you by faith. So that when you and I
need a faith,
trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. He declares us righteous. You understand? I'm forgiven of all my sins
and justified, totally righteous in God's sight, just by faith in Jesus Christ. That's the wisdom of God. Imputed righteousness. All of us failed in one man, Adam. All of us who believe are made righteous in one man, Jesus Christ. Point number three. Is my last point. Our Lord Jesus Christ is also the power of God. He's the ability of God to make you and I to live a brand new life. He does not merely justify us and declare us righteous, but he makes us holy too. He gives us a brand new life of obedience by the power of the Holy Spirit. As Christ is preached, and the soul looks unto Jesus, you live. As you believe the promise. I had a hard day yesterday. It's the hardest day I've had in Nigeria. And I've been here for 3 years. And I've been homeless twice here. And I have not known if I had any more financial support here. I did not know if I would have to go home because of the government regulations on missionaries. I've been very heartbroken here. But I never looked away from Christ as much as I did yesterday. I'm ashamed of myself. But I'm but a man. Listen to me, please. And I know this. If I look away from him, even if the problem is small, I cannot live. But as we look unto Jesus, we can endure anything. Because it's the power of God. We can be holy. We can be happy. We can endure all troubles. And we can live anywhere. As long as we keep looking unto Christ Jesus. He is the power.
He is. People will make you sure. Not the preacher. But we try to call him.
But when you understand his promises,
his forgiveness,
his
forgiveness. How all things work together for your good. And every evil in your life is from God. Then we can look to him and say, Father, you love me and you sent this. And I'll endure by your strength. Help me. I'll overcome challenges and bring you glory in my attitude. I'll endure hardship
patiently.
I will not complain or be bitter. My dear sister here, my coordinator in ministry, we've never had a hard time with each other except arguing over politics. But yesterday, I felt my spirit get short. And I needed to look back to Jesus Christ and his word. And then a few of the men began to speak around in the evening as the sun was set. And we got into the Word of God. It was about marriage, but it led us unto Christ Jesus. And then my heart was filled. I was no longer hungry. Even though I hadn't eaten all day. I was no longer tired. My soul was refreshed. But Christ is the only one He's the only one that pleases God. All of your days, I bring you nothing because I'm from America. But I bring you something. And if you believe, you will live forever. You will never die. And your sins are not held against
you.
God has already punished Christ Jesus and he's risen from the dead. This is my last verse. Because the foolishness of God, what men call waste of time. He just preached that old gospel. I would smash this if I let my heart out of what I'm trying to tell you. I would break this in pieces if I just said everything I had to say with my fist. There is nothing really at fault. No new wisdom. No new understanding. No secret magic tricks. No prophet with some special message. We have the word of God. You need nothing else. What men call foolishness are that old gospel. It's the only thing that works. It's the only thing that God blesses. You can use tricks and build a church for Satan. But you cannot build a church for God and use anything else. The Bible and the gospel of Jesus. It's the only thing God blesses ever. Am I right, Pastor?
Yes.
Am I telling the truth? Have I come from afar to bring you a faithful message? Is this cool water unto your soul? Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, He'll use it to save people. And the weakness of God, the thing that men say, that's the very power of God that brings people that He has chosen out of darkness and into eternal life. If you believe in the gospel, as beautiful as you are, you will live for us. You are forgiven of your sins. If you trust Christ, to have done it all, and to be the only reason that God has. And that you and I are saved by faith alone. Add anything else under Christ, and you lose nothing. Don't trust your feelings or emotions or speaking in tongues. When they spoke in tongues in the Bible, they spoke other known languages as if I could speak all of a sudden Hausa. When they spoke in tongues in the Bible, Acts 2, they spoke in other known languages as if I could speak in tongues. And then Paul told them to do it only one at a time. And if there be no interpreter, keep quiet. Because Christ is the wisdom and power of God, and He saves sinners by understanding His message. He does not save by confusion in life. He saves by gospel. Trust Him to save your life. Trust Him to save your life. trust in the Savior. Trust Him to forgive you. Trust Him and keep looking. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Mungudi. Mungudi.